welcome you all to the first session tonight. I hope you have enough caffeine. Stay awake. It's going to be fun. I'm going to first go ahead and start us off in a word of prayer, and then we're going to do a fun prize giveaway. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening. Just thank you for all the men and women who are here, here to learn, here from Nina. I ask that you would be with Nina this evening as she's teaching us, and open everyone's ears just to hear what she has to say and be able to take it and apply it in our Bible studies. Thank you, Father, for this time to gather together, and ask that you just be with us and bless us this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, have some questions. Employee teachers, you are allowed to participate in this. These are prizes you can win. So, first question, who drove the furthest to get here? If you think you drove a long way, spit out the mileage. From Cinco Ranch, anybody think they can beat that? If you had to drive to church from Dayton, anybody further than that? Baytown? I don't know.
Pasadena.
Anybody knows Houston better than me? Able to. Okay, all right. Dayton wins. Miss Amy, can you take Jessica for her prize there? You got three shots to win something for this session. Jessica's filling that out. Next question. Who has the closest birthday to today? It has to be on today or after. It can't be formally. Anybody in the next week? Next month? Anybody before February 10th? Nope? Okay. That would
happy be birthday.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay, last one. Who has run the furthest distance at any point in your life?
Oh, I don't run.
Yes.
13.1 miles.
13.1 miles. That is impressive. I can barely run 1 mile.
18 miles.
Woo! Woo! Miss Gloria?
Miss Gloria!
At any point in your life, she's run a marathon.
Yeah, what are you talking about? One time, right?
Yes, yeah, all in one sitting, or one running.
If I had it all together, I could be.
All right, Miss Gloria's our winner. Good job. Go ahead and let Amy pass this out. And then I'm going to introduce Nina to you. Nina Brady is our speaker tonight. She holds a bachelor degree in music education from Houston Baptist University, is a full-time mom, professional pianist, and a certified music kindergarten teacher. She has taught elementary music in public school, private piano lessons, and various classes in children's ministry. Currently, her teaching roles include teaching early childhood music classes in her home, teaching a 2-year-old LBS, and teaching music for Mission Friends, both at Houston's First Baptist Cypress. Music and kids are her passions. Please help me welcome Nina. Yay! Well, first I want to say thanks to the Houston's First Preschool Ministry for inviting me. This is kind of a new thing for me. I don't teach teachers very often. Usually it's little ones. So since this is music, we're going to sing Hello. So you need to get your hands ready. Get your hands and your voices ready. So here we go. So it's time to sing now. Hello, hello, hello. Time to sing now. Hello, God loves you. So my Cypress folks have heard this all the time. So we're going to sing it a few times so you guys can, the rest of you from the other campuses and other churches can learn it as well. So it's time to roll now. Hello, hello, hello. It's time to roll now. Hello, God loves you. It's time to clap now. Hello, hello, hello. It's time to clap now. Hello, God loves you. Let's tap it now. Oh. I am just off now. So when I'm teaching the song to kids, like the first time I'll sing it with the motions and just do it's time to sing now hello, and then I'll start singing it to their name. So this is Amy right here in the first row. So we're all going to tap our heads for Amy. It's
Tap hello to Amy, Amy, Amy. Tap hello to Amy, God loves you.
And then we have Kelly back here on the third row, and we are going to tap our noses.
Tap our nose for Kelly, Kelly, Kelly. Tap our nose for Kelly, God loves you.
Now we're doing things that we would do with two-year-olds. And they're still looking for their heads and their noses and all the different body parts. And so when we find them, and like these movements are still, they're working on that body control. So you're working on developmentally appropriate things for them at this point. And we sing it a lot because it takes a lot of times for a two-year-old to learn something. So I do this every class, and it's just part of my routine. So my kids, we have, in my classroom, we actually do it with sticks. So I have rhythm sticks for all my kids, and we sing, it's time to tap now, hello, hello, hello. It's time to tap now, hello, God loves you. Now, the thing I like about the rhythm sticks is that when I take this box and I set it on the floor, my kids all go, woo! I don't have to, like, say, okay, come sit down on the carpet with me. Oh, come on over here. They want to play my stick, so they're headed over there. So that's one thing that I do every week, and it's just a routine for the kids, and so that they know what to expect in my classroom. And I feel like that's really important for two-year-olds because they need that set routine so that they feel safe and secure, and they're not like, oh, some weird people are taking care of me now because I'm not with my mom anymore. So I love doing hello with them as part of my routine. And I will tell you that when you're starting your routine, don't get discouraged because they're not always easy to get settled into. It takes a while. I mean, my kids have been with me for 7 months now, so this is not a big deal. But that first month, well, my first class with two-year-olds, I'm doing good if I get it through the hello song because most of them are still crying for their mom. But anyway, so that's the hello song, and I hope you guys are glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. And let me make sure I'm not missing anything. So you can also, if you have some rambunctious twos and you have been, they need to get some energies out, you can jump hello. It's time to jump now. Hello, hello. Hello, you can kick hello. Well, although jumping's a little hard for two-year-olds, they can't actually really get that down yet, so you might want to bounce. Anyway, so those are just some ways that you can sing hello. Now, you may think, okay, she sings, I don't. Mm-hmm. You could do it with a track. I listed in your outline a couple that I found on iTunes. Now, preschool teachers, there's a ton of hello songs. Not a lot of them are recorded. So these are just two that I found that are available on iTunes that if you wanted to sing hello with a track as part of your routine, you could do that. Or if you want to use this hello song, you could get this recording and you could learn it from the recording from tonight. Hooray. Anyway, so why music? I love doing music with kids because it's fun. It's something that really sticks with them. I have a three-year-old, and the first time he came home from church and actually remembered something was because we sang, Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. That's the first time he came home from church and actually remembered something. Now, that meant something to me. So that's why I do music with kids in my classroom, is because it just is another way to really just drive home the truth and about God and who he is and his love for us. That is fun. Another type of song that I do are movement songs because kids are active. They like to move. They don't like to sit still for a very long. If you've been with twos, you know that they have a very short attention span. They say about the age of your students, so twos, 2 minutes. So we have to, I change songs. I'll sing the same song. If you notice in the hello song, we kept changing the activity so that we're still driving home, yeah, the truth that God loves them, but we're changing the motion so that it's not boring. So that's another great thing about doing that. One more thing that I was going to say about Hello Song. Two-year-olds are very, still very egocentric. So when we go around the room and we sing hello to every kid, they are actually starting to go, oh, I'm not the only person in here. And so it helps them with, like, their social awareness. So I make a point of every kid singing hello to every kid. And by this point in the 7 months with them, my kids can actually, they may not be able to say the name of their friends in their class, but when we sing hello to Michael, all the kids look at him and they know that that's Michael. And I feel like that's really something that can get lost very easily in a classroom full of egocentrical twos. So we're going to learn a moving song, so you're going to have to, like, get up. So we're going to kind of, you don't have to walk too far. We're going to walk, and we're going to stop. And it goes like this. And as you learn it, as you hear it, you learn it, you can start singing along with me. Oh, you walk. And you walk, and you walk, and you stop. Oh, you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you stop. Oh, you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you stop. Oh, you walk, and you walk, and you stop. So we sang it four times. And then if your kids are still having fun walking, you see that they're still with you, you can walk again. You can walk the other way if you've been going in a circle. If they're tired of walking, you can change your motion. You can spin, and you spin, and you spin, and you stop. Oh, you spin, and you spin, and you spin, and you stop. Oh, you spin, and you spin, and you spin, and you stop. Oh, you spin, and you spin, and you stop. Okay, so what this teaches two-year-olds is they're gaining control of their body. Okay? The idea of I can move and then I can stop is really huge for them. You actually really have to kind of observe your stop time, because you have to watch for all your kids, because sometimes it's going to take them a few seconds for all of them to actually be able to, oh, stop, oh, okay, stop, and then keep going. So this is just something that I throw in there if we need to move, if we need to move. So you can go ahead and have a seat. Another thing that we do is we do circle songs in my class. This is really great also for the social awareness, because we're having to do something with our friends. I don't really feel like twos are so much ready for partner songs so much, like one-on-one partner, because it's really hard to manage, especially depending on, like, your class ratio. So if it's like you and 6 to 1, it's kind of hard for you to get everybody paired up and keep them paired up and not pulling on each other, and it's just really hard to control. But circle songs are a little easier to manage. So I'm going to teach you guys a circle song real quick. So I need 3 volunteers. All right, come on up. What's your name?
Stephanie.
Thank you, Stephanie, for volunteering. All right, 2 more. All right, Molly, come on. And oh, Aurelia. Aurelia. All right, we're going to join hands. And I wrote most of the lyrics on here for you so that you could kind of follow along. But this is how it goes. It goes, circle to the left. Alleluia, circle to the left. Alleluia, circle to the left. Alleluia, dance and sing God's praise. Whoa, let's go the other way.
Circle to the right. Alleluia, circle to the right. Alleluia, circle to the right. Alleluia, dance and sing God's praise.
Whoa, we're gonna jump up and down now.
Jump up and down, alleluia. Jump up and down, alleluia. Jump up and down, alleluia. Dance and sing God's praise.
Okay, in the crowd, y'all have to to sing with us, just because you don't have to move. So we're going to do it again, and you have to sing with us. Here we go. So we're going to go to the left again, ladies. Here we go. Sing with us.
Circle to the left. Alleluia. Circle to the left. Alleluia. Circle to the left. Alleluia. Dance and sing God's praise.
Whoa! That whoa was a really big thing for the kids. Have a lot of fun with it. We also, we can walk in.
All walk in. Alleluia. All walk out. Alleluia. All walk in. Alleluia. Dance and sing God's praise.
So this is just a simple song that I do. It's a lot of fun. So let me make sure I've got all that. I know that in Cyprus we're using LifeWay. I know that the Loop, they use LifeWay. You may or may not, wherever you're at, use LifeWay. But this is the first time I've seen this since I've been on here. But on the back of the twos this time, it has singing songs, has listening songs, and it actually has moving songs. It's actually separating them out for you. So if you don't feel like singing a cappella is your thing, you can look possibly in your curriculum and find a moving song that you can do with your kids. I know that Miss Norma, who teaches the three-year-olds, we're in portable, so you hear what every class is doing. So Miss Norma teaches three, and she uses the CD, and her kids love it. My son's in her class right now. He can sing her songs. He has a lot of fun. So just because I do it one way doesn't mean you have to do it this way. There are ways that you can incorporate moving songs into your classroom to make it fun and to build those developmental skills and to help them just reinforce that God loves them and that we can have fun at church and that church is a safe, fun place. So that was really cool. I was going to say something. Sometimes I have to think. What was I going to say? We'll move on. Maybe I'll remember it later. So, another great thing that I love to use in my classes is focused listening. Now, this is whatever story I may be teaching. This is not something I do every week. This is something that I pull in as needed. And I pull in clips, just little sound bites that go along with my lesson. So if we are learning about creation, God created the animals, for instance, we would possibly listen to some animals. And when I do listening, if you look at your handout, it says, no talking in all caps. This is really important because babies are born with the ability to hear everything, but they can't really focus their attention on necessarily what you want them to hear. Mm-hmm. We have the ability to, because right now I can hear road noise out here, I can hear some other stuff going on, but I know that you're focused on me because you're an adult and you've been trained that that's what you're supposed to do. But two-year-olds aren't necessarily trained to do that yet. Mm-hmm. So if you introduce like a focused listening, you're helping them to develop that. And I don't make the two-year-olds not talk because they don't have the ability to control that yet. But any adults in the room, I give you really dirty looks if you talk during my listening time. So if I'm doing the listening time, I go, okay, grown-ups, we're going to listen. You know, God, he made lots of really cool birds. And one of the birds he made is a blue jay. So we're going to put a bubble in our mouth, and we're going to listen real quick to what a blue jay sounds like. I know, I look very ridiculous doing that, but... your two-year-olds. and then afterwards, we pretend like we're blue jays. So we go, and we might fly, depending how much time we have or what's going on, like a blue jay. But I keep the clips really short, so that was like an 18-second clip. And really that's an eternity for them to sit there and listen, if they actually do. So, but it's something that really just helps bring my lessons alive, and adds just a special element that's musical to it that's appropriate. Another thing that I use a lot of are classic songs. I grew up in church. My mom taught children's church for me. I mean, she taught the nursery when I was in the nursery. She taught Sunday school when I was in Sunday school. She taught children's church when I was in children's church. I'm from a small town, so there's 70 people in the church. One person does it all. One of my fondest and most vivid memories of children's ministry is my mom in a brightly floral dress that was like an A-line, like orange and red and yellow with big beads and little high heels, singing the song where Peter and John went to pray, they met a lame man on the way, he held out his palm and asked for alms, and this is what Peter did say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And my 5'2 mom would go, he went walking and leaping and praising God. And that's what I remember from children's ministry. So I love classic songs. Some of them are kind of hard for 2-year-olds to sing because they have a lot of notes and a lot of words. So I I still want them to know that repertoire because it's something that survived. Mm-hmm. Because we have a lot of music that's written all the time, but there's music that has survived and continues to be with us. Mm-hmm. So I pick like 2 typically, and I'll do them for a while. I'm feeling like right now I may go ahead and switch mine out because after 7 months they're starting to get a little bored with it. But I pick 2 that are like part of my routine that those kids see every week. So right now I'm doing this little light of mine, which I do it with bells. So when we sing it, we sing this little light of mine. You can sing with me. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Now this is the part that I kind of alter, the hide it under the bushel part. We'll hide it under the bushel, but we'll hide it in various places around our body. So we take our bell and we go, hide it by my back. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it by my back. No! So they really get into that. And we hide it in various places. We'll hide it on our head. We'll hide it under our chin. We'll hide it under our arm. Basically, I watch them. If they're still having fun hiding it, we just keep hiding it. So I may hide it 10 times 1 week and only 2 the next. So it really just depends on what they're doing. And then I have some of them that only want to hide it behind their back every single time. So if I have a kid who is hiding it behind their back, regardless of where we're hiding it, I'll go back and I'll say, oh, Aubrey wants to hide it behind her back again. Let's all hide it behind our back again for Aubrey. And we'll sing it, hide it behind our back again for Aubrey. Anyway, it's a lot of fun, but it's a classic song. So they're learning something that's standard for Sunday school music. It's a great truth, but it's also a lot of fun. You could also do this, because not everybody has bells, you could do it with Easter eggs. I actually made this today. My last set, I tried taping. That didn't go so well, because they peeled the tape off. So I'm trying gluing this time to see if maybe that'll work better. But you can sing it and shake it, and it's an easy way to make a classroom instrument that everybody can have. So that because if they can hold that in their hand and they can shake it, it just makes it that much more fun. I did this one with beans, and I also filled this one with salt, because they make different sounds. So I have a louder bell and a softer bell. I'm sorry, I'm calling them bells, even though they're eggs. Eggs. Anyway, so it's a lot of fun. I don't always remember all of the songs that I actually know. So I frequently, if I am looking for a song that goes with a story like Zacchaeus, I don't sing that every week. I sing it when we do Zacchaeus. Or, I mean, unless I've chosen that to be one of my couple of classics that I put into my routine. The song about Peter and John going to pray and being a lame man, I only sing that then. God told Noah to build him an arky. I don't sing that all the time, but I will pull that out when we learn about Noah's Ark. But I can't always remember what I know because I'm old. I'm not, but anyways, well, I have 3 kids, and I can't remember. So I get online, and you can just Google classic Sunday school songs, and it will pull up a list that's really long. Or I put on here, on your handout, that I believe it's Maranatha Kids, the first Sunday sing-along, it has like 30 or 35 songs on it that are all like classic tunes. And so if you're looking for something for your class, that might be a great place for you to look for a classic standard Sunday school song. But there's lots of places you can look. But that's just one that I refer to a lot. Now, the next thing that's on there is Peekaboo. So from my music garden training, I learned a Peekaboo song, and I've started doing it with my kids, and they love it. So I'm going to show it to you. I have scarves. These are super fun. And now, when we're first starting out, because I throw it on my head like this. Not all my kids are going to be ready to do that because that's a little scary to some of them. So if they're not ready to do that, then they'll just hold it and they'll watch us. And when they're ready to join in, they will. And if they're not, they won't. Now, by this time, all of my kids are doing it. So we hide. The great thing about the scarf is you can still see. So when we sing, oh, where can Amy be? Oh, where I cannot see? Peek-a-boo! Jesus loves you, Amy! And so we do that a million times. So we're going to sing it a few times so you can hear. So we're going to see if we can find Susan and say,
oh, where can Susan be? Oh, where I cannot see? Peek-a-boo! Jesus loves you, Susan!
Okay, so we're going to find someone. Oh, Miss Antoinette back there. We're going to find her way back there. Let's all find her. Say,
oh, where can Antoinette be? Oh, where I cannot see? Peek-a-boo! Jesus loves you, Miss Antoinette!
Anyways, it's a lot of fun. The kids love it. As soon as I get the scarves out, I have one little boy in particular that's in my class right now that likes to find my instruments for me and bring them to me. He gets the bag and he's like, it's time to do this right now. and so as soon as the scarves come out, because we bounce scarves and do other things with scarves, but as soon as they come out, every single kid, they are ready. So I have been doing this for 7 months with them, and I have my regulars there this week, and I had to sing Peek-a-boo for every single one of them at least twice, some of them 3 times, before they were ready to move on. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. Now, scarves, I mean, you may not have them in your room. You should talk to, like, Miss Melinda about getting some. or Miss Erin about getting some. I looked them up on Amazon. You can get like 24 scarves for $16. So it's not a real expensive buy, and it's a lot of fun. I also use this. My other classic song right now is Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Praise You the Lord. So I use the scarf and I go, Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. With my 2-year-old, I don't, because I know my Cypress people are used to seeing me do it with the older kids. And with the older kids, we throw our scarves. But with my 2-year-olds, I don't really throw the scarves because they can't recover them fast enough for us to make it through the song. But it is a lot of fun at the end. We get, praise ye the Lord! And we all get to throw our scarf in the air. It's a lot of fun. And the cool thing about that song is you can do it. Praise ye the Lord! You're going to do it really fast. And it's just a fun way to teach them to praise the Lord and just have fun at the same time. So that's my other classic song. Okay. Songs for the main idea. I really do like to use music to help reinforce my story. It's not always easy to find a song that goes with every lesson. Of course, we get a CD that goes along with it. Some of it, sometimes I can find one that matches what I'm doing, and sometimes I can't. So I tend to make things up. I'm not doing anything that's really spectacular. They're usually, if someone who is like really musical came in and listened to me sing this song, I would probably really be embarrassed. But for the kids, it's just a great way to reinforce what I'm teaching in usually a familiar melody that they know if it's something that I'm making up. So I'll use, I think I put on here, no, I didn't put one on there. Okay, so pick a story. We're going to make one up right now. David and Goliath. I actually know a David and Goliath, but I'll make one up anyways. Okay, so David and Goliath. I'm going to use Mary Had a Little Lamb because that's a song that everybody knows. And I'm just going to make this up on the spot, so it's probably going to be kind of really strange. Usually I would have thought this through beforehand, but we're going to do this on the spot today. So, David was a little boy, a little boy. He had a slingshot. He threw the rock at Goliath. Goliath came tumbling down, we would do it. Tumbling down, Goliath came tumbling down, and all Israel praised God. Yay! So I do stuff like that all the time just to kind of help reinforce my story. Some of the, I've noticed in Lifeway sometimes it's not always a real obvious story like David and Goliath. So I may pick the main idea. Sometimes it's a series of we love God, or like we've been learning about Jesus for the past 6 weeks. I don't know what you've been learning about on Sundays, but we've been learning about Jesus. Jesus being born, and Jesus telling stories, and Jesus telling parables. I believe this was last week. I actually used a song, the melody of a song that was from the CD from last curriculum had a song on it that was love God, yes, I do love God. He is special to me. I love God. And I used that one with my kids. and we'd sing it. We sang it in a circle. We sang it with shakers. We sang it any way I could get them to sing it, just so that we could get that love God, love God. And then I would put their name in it. I would say, Michael loves God. Michael loves God. God is special to him. Michael loves God. And we would sing it for every single kid in the class. And so since that melody was fresh in my kids' brains, when Jesus came along, I just changed the words. We sang, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He is special to me. He was born in Bethlehem. And I think, so 1 week we sang about him being born in Bethlehem. 1 week we sang about Jesus, Mary being Jesus' mommy. And we just sang the same melody every week and changed the words so that we could just reinforce that idea of what we were learning about. And, okay. Yeah. You can, I mean, Miss Patty Kate, I know, has like a series of Bible story songs, so you can like check her stuff out. You can look on YouTube. There's unlimited resources online for trying to find a way to sing with kids about a particular story idea. And honestly, I tend to make them up because sometimes I'm too lazy to get online, and I'm driving to church going, what am I going to sing about this? So I know Mary had a little lamb. I know the story, so we're going to make it up on the way to church today. Another great way to use music in your classroom is for organizational things like lining up. So you can either say, line up! Or... I only do that with my kids at home. I'm kidding. No. Or you can sing it. You can sing. I think I put on here, so like to the tune of Ring, Ring, Go Away, you can go, line up, line up, it's time to go to the playground. Line up, line up, it's time to go to the playground. Or wherever it is that you're lining up to go. And you just keep singing it, and you keep gathering children and ushering them to the door as you line up, and it's just a little nicer than, line up! You can also use it for, please sit down, please stand up, just simple things that you're trying to get them to do. When you sing something, it just catches their attention a little bit better because it changes your, I can't think of the word, your timbre and just the way your voice is working. So they've been listening to you talk, and then you switch to that, please sit down, and they're like, oh, that's different, what'd she say? And you may have to sing it a few times because they're two. And if you'll just keep singing it, eventually they'll all get it. And I usually, if I'm doing something like that, I'll go, please sit down. Oh, I like the way Michael's sitting down. Please sit down. Oh, look, him is sitting down too. Until we're all sitting down. let's see. Oh, this is one that I picked up, I stole from another teacher. I love stealing things from other teachers. It's praying for snack. And so I've used the God is great, God is good, let us thank him for our food. But Miss Norma does. I see smiles all over the room when I say Miss Norma's name. She does. How does it go? It goes, God our Father, thank you for our food. Thank you for our food and our many blessings, and our many blessings. God, amen. God, amen. And she sings that, and actually, I learned that because my son came home from her class and said, Mom, can you sing the God of Man song? And I went, I don't think I know that one. But it is, it's an easier way for them to have that focused prayer time where they're all focused on, you know, we're thanking God for our blessings and our food. And it seems like some of you may have heard that before. Yeah. Okay. So just a few. Oh, and cleanup. Obviously, we can sing to cleanup. And I'm not going to sing that song to you because I'm tired of hearing that song. Just a few notes about like using music and using instruments. When you're choosing a song, especially for two-year-olds, you don't want it to have a lot of words. So you'll notice a lot of the songs that I sing, you hear the same line at least twice. It's repeated. There's only like three lines in the whole song. And it's like same line, different line, same line. Because it's just what they need in order to learn is they need that repetition, they need it to be simple, and just keep it to a few words. They don't have a wide vocabulary at this point. Some of them aren't talking very much, some of them are talking a little better, some of them can only say, no, mommy, and eat. Yeah, more. Keeping it in so that it doesn't have a wide range. Now, wide range means you would be singing in the same song. So I'm not going to sing Joy to the World with my two-year-olds because they can't hear that really in their head. Kids hear and sing in what's really close to their speaking range. So if you listen to what your kids, how they sound, so a boy is talking, hi mom, how are you, at this point. And so that's the pitch that he can sing and he can speak in comfortably. And it doesn't have a whole lot of variation at this point. So, I mean, it does in terms of volume. But not so much in pitch. So keeping it to small, like that rain, go away, or the na 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 boo boo. Those are like the first things kids can learn to sing because of those. That's the note range that they can manage. Babies are born with the ability to match pitch, but as they start learning language, a lot of them lose it. So probably your two-year-olds can't actually sing with you. So they might try, but it's not going to sound much like a song. It's going to be really cute, but it might not sound like much of a song because they just don't have that ability right now. But if you're singing to them and you're putting that music back into them, what you're doing is you're increasing their aptitude for it to come back. So if you are doing that, you're not only giving them the truth about God and lots of fun, you're actually helping them learn how to sing as they get older. So it's really cool. Using instruments. I love using instruments. I buy them all the time. My husband is not real happy about that because I spend all of our, I don't ever mess with our budget, but if I have money, I spend it on instruments. So I have rhythm sticks for all of my kids. And I think they're a lot of fun because you can tap them, you can hammer them, you can roll them. You can rub them, you can tap the ends, you can push them, you can pull. You can find different body parts and tap different body parts. They're a lot of fun. If you were to look for rhythm sticks for your kids, I would suggest looking for shorter ones because they sell ones for elementary students that are this long. And if you have a two-year-old with this you might have a problem. You're going to have a sword fight. And so I love my rhythm sticks. I have bells. I have a classroom set of bells. So I love these bells because they're really easy to hold on to. And you can get just jingle bells as well, various styles of them. Once again, like an easy, cheap way to do it is... This is a great way to get started. You can get 12 eggs for a dollar and a bag of beans for a dollar. And woohoo! You got a classroom set of egg shakers. a lot of classrooms that I've been in will have little instruments. So I'll just give you a slight tutorial on glockenspiel. This is a glockenspiel. It is not a xylophone. And the difference is what they're made with. Xylophones are made out of wood. Glockenspiels are made out of metal. You are now an expert. I would use something like this if, like, my memory verse or my truth for the day. God loves me. Because I should actually sing in the same pitch as them. That would be really good. I'm going to start at the smallest one because it's easier for me to sing down and land on this lowest one. So let's say that our main idea is God loves everyone. We can sing. I just can't get it together tonight. Here we go. God loves everyone. And I can use the xylophone with that while I'm playing with them or something. This one has the four notes. Some of them have the eight notes. So if you have eight notes, you just sing all the way down and we use whatever you have. You might want to play through it instead of just starting to sing like I just did. See where your notes are. But it's something that I've seen, and I know that most of our Cypress classrooms have something like this in them that you could use. And I might not would use it in my circle time, but if one of my kids is playing with it and I went over to play with them, I could sing something back to them. And I would, just as word to note, you either want to end on the bottom one or you want to end on the top one. There are no wrong notes on these. That's a great thing about it. But you're going to want to end on the bottom one or the top one. Otherwise, it might sound a little strange. I have drums as well. These are, have leather skins. Drums, most babies have like a little plastic drum. Those are great as well. I will use these in my circle time, and we'll use them. I sing a song that goes, Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Really repetitive. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. And we'll sing that, and I'll let all of them tap the drum. They're not really going to play it the right way, but they're like, ooh, drum, it's cool. And it's, I mean, that's like, when I bring the drums, woo, they're so excited. Or I brought a tambourine the other week, and they're like, oh, whoa. And you can do this, I mean, so if I sing, I can do it with singing with Hello, and let the kid who we're singing Hello to hold the instrument, and it's their turn, so when it's their special Hello, they get to hold if I only have one. And so that's a lot of fun. I will also tell you that I have this. This is God's Children Sing. And this is just another resource that I use. It's not something that I, because this actually has like lesson plans in it and stuff, so I don't really like use lesson plans out of it. But a lot of like the Hello songs and the circle songs and that kind of stuff, it has that kind of stuff in it. And it has, like, the instructions. It says, ooh, do this with the kids. And then, ooh, do that with the kids. So this is something that I use a lot. It's a lot of fun. And it comes with really cool CDs. And my favorite one of the CDs, and you can find this stuff in other places, is the Focus Listening. So it has a bunch of animals and all of that kind of stuff there on it. So I'm not looking for animals and stuff all the time because I have a CD that has them all on it. Yes. Anyways. Just a couple more notes. Most of us are men. We have one gentleman here. He can sing however he wants to, and the kids will sing in their natural high little cute voices. Now, but if we sing Jesus loves me, this I know, really low, they're gonna try to do that. And it's not going to be cute. So, and sometimes it's not comfortable to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, a little bit higher. But if you'll listen to where they're at, that's kind of where you need to be singing at for their ear to really hear it best. If you're using a CD, one reason that I don't use CDs all the time is because I'm too lazy to learn the order. I don't want to have to know that it sang the first verse, and then there was an instrumental, and there was some drumming and stuff. But if you're going to use a CD, you need to make sure that you've listened to it, and you actually know what's going to happen. I have done that before. I mean, it's kind of like the xylophone where I didn't play the notes, and you get into it, and you're like, oh, ooh, I might should have done that beforehand.
Well, the kids will help you, though, because they remember.
They will, unless it's the first time.
Oh, you sung this song last time. Okay, let's sing that as we go in order. So they will help you.
Yes, they will. And I would say, because I threw a lot of musical ideas at you tonight. And I was trying to, so that hopefully you would find one or two or just a couple that you could take back to your classroom. But you're not me, okay? So you have to make it work for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went to a workshop recently with a lady, and she was just awesome. I just loved her. Mm-hmm. But I got some ideas from her, but I'm not her. Mm-hmm. So I have to be authentic to who I am and who God created me to be with these kids. And, Colossians says that we're supposed to do whatever we do with all of our heart as to God and not for men. And I think that's the most important thing that we can do is, go to lots of trainings, get lots of ideas, but make it fit you. So that, because kids aren't very, they know. And, some things you can't keep up, there's some things that are just so exciting and so fun, but you just, you might can do that once every 6 weeks, but it's not something that you can manage to do every week. But anyway, so that's I think that's really all I have for you guys today. Do you have any questions real quick?
How long is your typical music time?
My typical music time includes, the story, okay, and we're usually there for about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, the dedicated music. Any other questions?
It goes in with your Bible time, right?
Mm-hmm, it does. I typically, in my class, I tell the Bible story three times at least in its entirety. I tell it when we do the craft that's related to it. Mm-hmm. Then I sit down and do a specific music story time. Mm-hmm. And then when they're eating their snack, I tell it to them again.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
So that's my story time. Any other questions? Great evening, and you learn lots of stuff.
Very good. Thank you. Yeah. Whoever.
So y'all have, we're getting out just a couple of minutes early. There will be snacks between this breakout and the next breakout out in the hallway. If you need a restroom and you're not quite sure if y'all are from Cyprus, if you go down this hall, there's kind of one along the long wall, or if you exit the doors, there's one kind of around the corner. And thank y'all for coming.